gentlemen, to the I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this 19th of November, 2025. We got a lot to talk about today. A lot of guests as well. We're going to be joined by Kenny Webster and Elijah Schaefer, hopefully. We were supposed to be joined by Elijah yesterday, and, well, I guess he'll probably tell the story about what happened today. So we got a lot to talk about, a lot of videos to show you, a lot of frustration with the Republicans continuing to boil over. We'll get into all of it, but let's begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Wednesday, the 19th of November, 2025. Court pauses DOT rule seeking to push 200,000 non-domiciled CDL drivers out of commercial work. Not the most bombshell headline, but what it means is actually very important. It's yet another nationwide injunction from a court, which apparently I thought they were supposed to not do. I thought they were not supposed to be able to do this anymore, but they are doing it apparently. The U.S. Court of Appeals in the District of Columbia Circuit on Monday decided on a lawsuit seeking to block DOT, the Department of Transportation's emergency final rulemaking that sought to strip 200,000 non-citizens of non-domiciled commercial driver's licenses. In other words, this has been a major, major issue with the trucking industry being ethnically replaced with a bunch of foreigners who don't know how to drive and yet are able to obtain CDL licenses, commercial driver's licenses, and are a menace on the road and causing significant damage. So the Department of Transportation changed the law to disallow that, and now the court has intervened, apparently. Thanks. Wonderful. Again, I'm pretty much 100% sure the Supreme Court said that these district courts are not allowed to issue nationwide injunctions. Remember, under George W. Bush, in 8 years, they blocked about six of his policies. Under Trump, they have blocked 175, and we're not even a year into a second administration. So that's judicial abuse, and for the function of our government, we have to overcome that somehow. Meanwhile, House votes against censuring Democrat Stacey Plaskett over Epstein collusion. This is one of these absolutely infuriating things. It has to do with Corey Mills, apparently. So this is the woman that was receiving instruction from Jeffrey Epstein live during a congressional hearing where he was feeding her questions to ask and then congratulating her and patting her on the head when she did it correctly. They wanted to censure her and, you know, remove her from the House Intelligence Committee. But then apparently the Democrats were like, if you do that, we're going to censure Corey Mills for being a scumbag. And then we backed off. So now the woman who was receiving direct orders from Jeffrey Epstein while on the floor of Congress is still in the Intelligence Committee because we have to protect Corey Mills at all costs. It's ridiculous. Meanwhile, Trump ordered a report that found almost no evidence to support, quote unquote, gender-affirming care for kids get scientific seal of approval. Yeah, that's right. People with basic logic were right the entire time. Yeah, it turns out, after significant scientific research, they've come to the same conclusion that Bushmen in the African grasslands come to because, yes, men are men and women are women, period, the end of story. I'm glad it's taken us 10 years to come back to that obvious and self-evident reality. Again, just outrageous that we have to go through this. Meanwhile, from Politico, a peace deal as soon as this week. They're hoping to sign a peace deal and are working sort of behind the scenes to create a peace deal for Ukraine and Russia and are hoping to get this done quickly. People are calling it a secret deal, a secret peace deal. And we hope that there's success in this because, once again, we would love to be backing away from the edge of the cliff, not barreling towards it with everything we've got. That, of course, is your Daily Dispatch brought to you by TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com has a new offer that ends Friday, November 21st. You get a free flag with every order, a free flag with every order. That's starting today. Every order placed will receive a free mystery flag, and we have a bunch of good designs of flags. I'd want to get any of them. Plus, you get that $10 store credit. So this is just on top of the sale that we had on yesterday. So go today to TheAlexJonesStore.com to keep us on the air.
Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com right now because we have a sale running from now, Tuesday, November 18th, when I'm saying this live on air, until Monday, November 24th at midnight. every order, on top of all the other discounts that are there, gets $10 at checkout. Just at checkout, when you hit checkout, $10 comes off. And that means if you're buying a ball cap or a t-shirt or a $20 bottle of probiotic that's excellent, it's crazy. For the next week only, add any of our amazing products to your cart and you will get an additional 10% automatically applied at checkout. Best-selling products, ultramethylene blue, cleanest, strongest, medical grade, formula, bovine colostrum, the best, ultimate life force, spike protein, cardiovascular detox. Incredible. Everybody should be taking that. Shilajit capsules, all there. And if you're a VIP, you sign up, $30 a month, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales.
Watching the War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com. Annihilate.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. We've got a lot to talk about today. Most of it is very frustrating because most of it is like stuff we shouldn't have to explain. We really don't even have to explain. I think it'll be clear what I'm talking about. See, a lot of times when we talk about conspiracies, you're talking about something that needs to be puzzled out. You have to figure out what are the real motives here? What can be done to counteract this? How do we confront and reverse engineer the psychological programming going on here? It's not really the case anymore. Now it's just the obvious thing to do, and just nobody's doing it. And we just have to keep begging the people in power to stop telling us about all the crimes that are being committed. It's really kind of outrageous, actually. It kind of outrages me. We have multiple examples of major, people in the Trump administration, like, Stephen Miller and Pete Hegseth, and they're retweeting the video that we went off on a little bit yesterday, the video of the congressmen and senators and former CIA officers telling the American military, disobey your orders, and the intelligence community has your back. Don't worry about punishment for, disobeying orders and being court-martialed. We'll have your back. Go ahead and do it. Just better safe than sorry. Just disobey your orders. This, of course, just a flagrant violation of the law. Just cut and dry. Couldn't be more obvious. We read out the statutes yesterday from the U.S. Code, 2387, I think it was, where it just says, anybody doing this, like if you were to attach a file to illustrate the crime being enumerated in the U.S. Code, it would be exactly what we saw. If you encourage the military to disobey orders, it's up to 20 years in prison. And then you've got these people saying, hey, disobey your orders. I think you should all disobey your orders and we'll protect you when that happens. So why haven't they been arrested yet? Why haven't they been arrested? I'm genuinely confused at this. But even more confusing about all of this, it's not the fact that they haven't been arrested for blatantly breaking the law in a flagrant and infuriating way. It's the fact that the people who have the power to do something about it, who have been entrusted with the authority to move against actions exactly like this, are instead writing tweets about it. Pete Hegseth retweets this video with the term fourth stage TDS. Get it? It's Trump derangement syndrome. You guys heard this one yet? When you've got congressmen in your government calling on the military to disobey the leader. You know what that's called? It's called Trump derangement syndrome. You ever heard of that? Yeah, real funny. Arrest them. What are you doing? Arrest them. No, fire everyone who is like this in the Pentagon and hire people that aren't like this. Like, what are we doing here? What is this? again, it's like, it's so baffling. I really don't know what to say about it. I mean, the only conclusion I can come to is that it's deliberate. The only conclusion I can come to is that they are like literally just messing with us at this point. I can't figure out what other reason they would have for telling us this stuff. Stephen Miller writes out a tweet that is like, these people are calling for, find the actual tweet here so I can actually read it to you. But it is, literally just unbelievably infuriating. I can't even find it now. I just, what are you supposed to say? Yeah, stage 4 TDS from Pete Hegseth. Thanks, Pete. Good point. Lives a TikTok. Elected Democrats just released a video encouraging members of the military to commit treason and defy orders from Trump's and Hegseth. Hegseth's like, they must have Trump derangement syndrome. No, they're committing a felony. No, they are committing a felony and telling our military not to follow orders. Why are you joking about this? Why are they joking about it? I don't understand. I really don't. And there's no explanation for it. There's no good reason for it. And Steve Miller's like, this is treason. I believe they're committing treason here. It's like, yes, they are. But who should we tell? Why are you telling us? This is actually the longer one that he actually put out. 10 years after the deep state Russia hoax, top Democrats openly appealed to CIA and military officers to engage in rebellion against their commander-in-chief. Do not underestimate how dangerously radicalized the Democrat Party has become. No, we know. No, we're perfectly aware. What are you going to do about it? It's just even Miller. Democrat lawmakers are now openly calling for insurrection. Okay, and they sent Stuart Rhodes and others to prison for 20 years for an insurrection that didn't happen. For crimes that occurred. Well, honestly, I shouldn't even say that. Crimes didn't even really occur. People trespassed on the Capitol ground outside of regular visiting hours, and they sent Stuart Rhodes to jail for 20 years, even though he wasn't there and had specifically told people not to go inside on the basis of insurrection. These people have committed a felony, put their name to it, and the best we can hope for is the Trump administration, who we've empowered specifically to go after these people, will put memes on X and complain about it on X. It's just like, what are we even supposed to say anymore? Are we supposed to do this? Is that why they're telling us? Are they incapable of upholding law and order and they need us to do it for them? We can. I mean, if that's the way it is, I guess we're just going full anarchy. Just no point in having a government anymore, because what are they doing? What are they doing? Honestly, it's unbearable. It's basically unbearable that we have to just continually suffer through this, but it just goes on and on. I'm going to go to clip 16 here. I'm going to go to clip 16. Katie Hopkins has a good message for us. I'm trying to lighten up a little bit, but honestly, what are we doing? What are we doing here? Like, I can't stand this. It's like over and 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 over again for the last 10 years. How long are we going to put up with this? I mean, I'm sitting here thinking about James Comey in 2016 getting up on camera and saying, yes, Hillary Clinton did break the law in a variety of different ways, but we're not going to punish her for it. Thank you for your attention. And it's just like from that day on, I feel like it's just been example after example after example, where we just have these people dead to rights, no ambiguity about it. I mean, it's got to be exhausting. But I don't know what else to talk about. It's just the same thing over and over again. I'm sure the audience is sick of hearing this, but like, until it changes, what are we supposed to even talk about? Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, in their own words, explaining that they were committing treason. Nothing happens to them. Just over and over and over. And it's just like, to this day, Bill and Hillary Clinton have been subpoenaed by the Congress to come testify on Jeffrey Epstein. They're both ignoring that subpoena. Now, during the Biden administration, Steve Bannon and multiple other Trump associates were sent to prison for doing exactly this. What is the point of our Constitution? What is the point of our government? And what can we do? What do you need from us? Like, I'm ready, I'm willing, Trump administration, like, you just let me know. You can't do it for some reason? We're more than willing to help. I mean, you have all of the money, you have all of the authority, you have, because of us, succeeded in attaining your current position of commander-in-chief of the U.S. military and chief executive of the country. What do you need from us? What more can we do for you? What more do you want? Do you want to just deputize us and we can just do it? Like, we don't need your investigations. We don't need your manipulation through the law court. We need justice, and we're not getting it. So what can we do for you, Trump? What can we do for you? What else do you need us to do? You have all the money, you have all the authority. You have the entire American military at your command. You have the House, you have the Senate. What more would you like? What more could we possibly give you? And we get nothing. We're just getting nothing. It's looking like the James Comey indictment isn't even going to stick. The one thing that we kind of got, you know, James Comey, the guy threatening to kill Donald Trump in Instagram posts, the guy who covered up for Hillary Clinton, the guy who ran the Russiagate collusion hoax, the guy who leaked all of the information to the New York Times, the guy whose daughter helped destroy the Epstein and the Diddy case, the swamp rat himself, we at least, in the last minute, got an indictment for lying to Congress for the least crime he's ever committed. We at least indicted him on stealing bubble gum. The traitorous, treasonous, deep state career criminal. We at least indicted him on stealing a stick of gum from the corner store. And that might not even stick. They might throw that away. What do you need from us, Trump? What can we do for you? What can we do? Do we need to drive down? Do we need to go to Washington, D.C.? Do we need to go put these people in handcuffs and hand, like, it does, we could literally truss them up like hogs and deliver them to the floor of the federal courthouse, and nothing would be done. It's like, I guess I'm just going to keep saying it, because it's just the same thing over and over and over. And everything else, there's this unwillingness to take any steps at all, but certainly not the drastic steps that are necessary. Speaking of Stephen Miller, again, I've been the biggest fan of, praised him endlessly because of his rhetoric, but it's all ringing a bit hollow now. I don't really care anymore about what he says because they're not doing anything. And like, they're trying to make a big deal out of stuff that doesn't really matter. There's some ex-snowboarder that was selling drugs that it's like, I've seen like four different stories about it today. Pam Bondi's out there giving press conferences. And it's like, who cares? Who cares? There was an ex-Olympic snowboarder that was running a drug empire. Okay, neat. Who cares? Who cares? I've got guys getting convicted on felonies 45 times and then being let out to stab children. Like, even if you're just talking about, oh, we're getting all the street level criminals up, it's like, well, no, you're not. I don't know if people expect us to be like, wow, see, the FBI really is doing something. Fugitive Olympic snowboarder faces new accusations as feds raise reward for his capture up to $15 million. Oh, so they haven't even caught him. Sorry, I didn't look into this because who cares? But yeah, apparently they didn't even find him. Yeah, no, all grand jury members should see the final version of the indictment before it's officially approved, and failure to do so can be a significant procedural error. While grand jurors must vote to approve an indictment, the final revised document must be presented to the entire panel for them to review and vote on it. So this is what they're saying is messed up about the Comey indictment, is that apparently the grand jury didn't see the final indictment before they voted on it. Procedural issue. So, you know, I guess he gets to skate free. I guess he gets to go free. I mean, the reason that the process may have been imperfect in the first place, as we've explained over and over again, is because there is a deep state operative family friend of Comey who was deliberately sabotaging the entire process the entire time. So they put in somebody last minute. Lindsey Halligan apparently didn't perfectly check every single box in the 5 days that she had to try to get an indictment that supposedly had been worked on for 9 months at that point. And Trump is still listening to judges, even though the Supreme Court has ruled that they can't issue these types of indictments anymore. Like, what is the point? What is the point of all of this? What is the point of adhering to the nationwide indictments because you think it might be, you know, legally unsound to do otherwise, arguing it all the way up to the Supreme Court, getting them to agree with you on it, winning the Supreme Court decision, and then it just doesn't matter because the judges just keep issuing orders and Trump keeps listening to them. What are we doing? What is this? What is going on? How did we end up in a situation where, I mean, it's not even like a, it's not even a something to warn about or like something you have to find little examples for. It's just ubiquitous and constant. We really do live in a world where the Democrats just do whatever the hell they want. They break the law with impunity. They rewrite the laws. They just make demands that have no lawful basis, and Republicans just go along with it. Even when they're reversed by the highest court in the land, they just keep doing it. What are we doing? What are we doing here? Again, it's not like you can find one or two cases. Like, this is the frustrating part. Maybe back in 2016, you could point to like Hillary Clinton in particular and go, look how they let her get away with stuff. But now it's like I have 15 examples from today. I mean, George Santos was unceremoniously booted from Congress entirely because he like lied on his resume. Okay. Meanwhile, you've got Jasmine Crockett going up and giving a speech where she's claiming that Jeffrey Epstein gave money to all these different politicians. It turns out she just searched the name Jeffrey Epstein, and anybody with the name Jeffrey Epstein, she just assumed was the Jeffrey Epstein in question. And so reads out this list on the floor of the Congress of people supposedly in cahoots with Jeffrey Epstein who never received a single cent from the guy. Meanwhile, Stacey Plaskett, who only got her position because she helped Jeffrey Epstein hide his money and his misdeeds in the Virgin Islands, remains a representative despite being caught on video taking direction directly from the serial sex criminal, the convicted sex criminal, money launderer. and we can't kick her out. And you can't protest against the Islamic takeover in Dearborn without getting your jaw broken and the cops laughing at you as they let your assaulter get away. And the mayor blaming you for showing up there. And I've seen all the arguments, and I get the subversive elements of this. You've got Jake Lang carrying a big cross saying he's leading the, you know, Christian revival, and he's a Jewish guy who's gone to Israel and kissed the wall. And it's all this, like, you know, we don't need this. This is just creating conflict between Muslims and Christians to try to sort of perpetuate that narrative. But at the same time, somebody being provocative doesn't mean that they don't have rights anymore. Was it provocative to go have a Christian march in a Muslim neighborhood? Yeah, I guess it was. Does that mean that anything is okay to do to them? So now they can just get bashed in the face and they don't deserve protection? That's ridiculous. Why should it be that if you go and, you know, make it known that you're a Christian or a conservative in certain parts of this country, the police think that your existence is the provocation and you deserve violence? Your mere existence as a conservative person, if you're wearing a MAGA hat, it's like, well, I guess you deserve it. Do you think if Muslims did a big march in a Christian neighborhood, a bunch of Christians would surround them and start beating them and spraying them with mace, and the police would just stand by and watch it and go, well, you came into a Christian neighborhood. What were you expecting? You're a dirty Muslim and you came into a Christian neighborhood. Of course you're going to get beaten. You deserve it. So I don't really care if it was provocative or if it's whatever. It's illustrating the fact that in our country, you have neighborhoods where apparently you can just beat Christian people with impunity, and the mayor will laugh at you and the police will smirk when you ask them to arrest the person that just punched you in the face. Yeah, and he was attacked like multiple times. Physically attacked. Wait, show the punch one. I have the punch one. Clip 10, Muslim immigrants. I think that's the one we just watched. Clip 12. Watch clip 12 here. You tell me. He's holding a sign. He's walking and holding a sign. Then this guy slugs him in the jaw and runs into traffic. Does he deserve that? He deserves that, I guess. That's fine. It's his fault. He's holding a sign that says Americans, you know, against Islam or whatever. So therefore, he's abandoned any protection from the state, and you're allowed to hit him in the face and get away with it. You're allowed to mace him in the face and get away with it. You're allowed to steal his stuff and break his phone, and the police will stand there and watch it happen and go, well, you deserve it. You're the conservative after all. You're the Christian. You're the white guy. So, hey, why don't you hide away, you know, and be silent, because any attempt to speak up or make known your dissatisfaction with the state of the world, you've made yourself a target. No one's going to protect you. Why is it like this everywhere?
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish CMOS was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the CMOS because it's a thyroid issue, and the CMOS has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together. And they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it. It has like a decent flavor to it. So the optimal human is like a daily staple.
It's good, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, but our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones until I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it, like, happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. Nope, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, folks. Just soaking in the nostalgia here. Is this a music video for this song? Straight up. Looks like every single day of my high school. Welcome back, folks. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. I'm trying to, you know, it's like if a fully geared up firefighter came running in and was like, Harrison, your house is on fire. I'm like, what? What are you doing about it? And they're like, yeah, nothing. No, your house is on fire, though. You should know. I'm like, well, you're the ones with the hoses in the water. Why are you telling me this? What do you want me to do about it? It's so frustrating. It's so very frustrating. Like a cop coming up to you at your store and being like, you know, that guy just stole a bunch of stuff and walked out, right? Like, no, what? I guess I should call the cops, but you're right here. You let the guy get away. What are we doing? What is this? What is this? And why do we insist on, like, trying so hard to, like, work with the people that hate us? We really go out of our way for no reason. The H-1B visa thing is an example of this. I keep saying this over and over, and they keep doing the same thing over and over, so I guess I'll keep saying it. Let's go to clip number 8 here. Stephen Miller again. Talking about how they're going to fix the H-1B system. Destroy it. It should be destroyed. We don't have to worry about all of this if it wasn't there. If it didn't exist, we wouldn't have to spend all of the time and money and effort to try to pass conditions to the employment, to try to saddle the people with the $100,000 whatever, to do investigations about the way the system is being rigged. It shouldn't exist. Why does it exist? Just get rid of it. Let's go to the video. Stephen Miller, clip 8. Here's him talking about how hard Republicans are working to maintain a program that nobody wants and doesn't benefit us. Let's watch.
Well, the president was very clear in the comments that you just played, which is that he's talking about the semiconductor industry, yeah, which is one of the most coveted industries in the world, one of the most national security important industries in the world. Very few other countries are able to compete in this space, and all of those jobs left for Taiwan. And so the advanced semiconductor industry, which is essential to our national security, has been taken out of the country. And so he's talking about a program in which you have a knowledge transfer to Americans of how to do a very specific manufacturing process. That's completely separate and apart from the fact, as you mentioned, that President Trump, through 212F, has put a $100,000 fee on new H-1Bs. We're already seeing a dramatic change in the processing of these visas as a result of that. The Department of Labor has launched Project Firewall to fight illegal discrimination against Americans and illegal abuses of the H-1B program. You also have the highest standard of vetting that ever put into place in new visas, including foreign student visas. The State Department has revoked tens of thousands of visas, and they're just getting started with tens of thousands of more. Yeah. We have a new focus on denaturalizations. We have a new focus on cutting back on welfare tourism and welfare migration. And, of course, you've seen, again, for the first time,
yeah,
in over half a century, net negative migration to this country. You have more foreigners leaving the country than those that are being added on a permanent basis. The last time that happened, again,
yeah,
was over half a century ago during the period in American history in which we had net negative migration for an extended period of time.
Yeah, I think that the...
Meanwhile, over 20% of Charlotte school children absent due to fear of immigration enforcement. Locals taught how to help illegals evade ICE. Again, it's like, well, what, where is the evidence of anything that you're talking about? And again, he gets into H-1B visas and like, well, we're going to tack on this $100,000 fee on top of it, and we're looking into visas that could be revoked. And it's just like, just eliminate the program. What are we doing? It just shouldn't exist. It's like these old people that go to the doctor and they're taking like 15 different medications because all the medications counteract a different medication. But it would be that if the original medication that starts the domino effect prescription pipeline was totally unnecessary in the first place, right? It's like, well, you're taking this medicine and it's giving you hives, so I'm going to give you this other medicine to deal with the hives. But unfortunately, that medicine is causing all these other problems, so we're going to do half of this medicine, half this other medicine, and we'll deal with the side effects of this medicine from that. It's like, but you don't even need to be taking, but what happens if I just stop taking the first medicine? Nothing? Oh, I just actually feel better? Then I'll just do that. Why do we have this, like, we're trying to patch up and fix and repair and tinker with something that shouldn't exist in the first place? What are we doing? What is this? It's like we have a fancy brand new sports car, and yet we're spending all of our time and effort trying to fix an old junker that hasn't run in years and that we don't need and holds no significance to us whatsoever. Why do we have the program? Why are we spending so much time tinkering with a program that should not exist? And I'm kind of playing this out of order, but this was the statement that Steve Miller was responding to. Clip number 9 here. This is Trump. Again, advertising H-1B visas, making the argument in favor of H-1B visas. Before we go to this, let me just quickly say, Democrats have opened up their biggest polling lead over Republicans in 8 years. So, anyway, let's watch.
To bring people to get those plants opened, we want you to do that, and we want those people to teach our people how to make computer chips and how to make other things. You can't come in, and I'm explaining, you can't come in, open up a massive computer chip factory for billions and billions of dollars like is being done in Arizona, and think you're going to hire people off an unemployment line to run it. They're going to have to bring thousands of people with them, and I'm going to welcome those people. Now, I love my conservative friends. I love MAGA, but this is MAGA. And those people are going to teach our people how to make computer chips. And in a short period of time, our people are going to be doing great. And those people can go home where they probably always want to be. You know, when people are born someplace, they tend to want to go, and we have the greatest country in the world, but they want to go. And
so, I mean, that whole thing was a little nonsensical. It's like, okay, if they're training Americans, then that's fine. But why would you have H-1B visas? It's just backwards. It doesn't make any sense. So you can't just hire people off the unemployment line. First of all, yes, you can. Do you have any idea how many highly educated, highly skilled people are on the unemployment line right now because their jobs have been replaced by H-1B visas? Have you ever talked to anyone in the tech sector other than the billionaires that run the company, Trump? Have you asked any of them ever what it's like looking for a job, what it's like training your Indian replacement when 200 of your fellow American employees are wiped out in a single afternoon because 200 Indians have been brought in by body shops that are owned in part by the CEO of the company doing the hiring and then getting a chunk of the salary of the people that they hire through the body shop that they own with the credentials that are fake from the university in India that sells them for $1,000? Have you talked to anybody in the tech industry ever in America that has graduated college in the last 10 years? What do you mean we don't have people who can do it? Meanwhile, you have constant headlines like this. Microsoft announces U.S. $3 billion investment over 2 years in India. Cloud and AI infrastructure to accelerate adoption of AI, skilling, and innovation. Because remember, when these companies outsource, they often have to spend billions of dollars to train the people in these countries to do what Americans can already do or could be trained to do. But that's not what H-1B visas are for. H-1B visas are not for the person that you bring in to train Americans to make chips. It's who you bring in to run your call center so you can fire the American and pay the Indian person $8 a day. So if they want, so like this is the absurd part of it. He's like, Americans don't have the skills, but simultaneously, these same companies are spending billions of dollars to train non-Americans to do the things that apparently Americans can't do. We could be trained, obviously, and Trump is acting like that's what he's talking about, but that's not what he's talking about, because that's not what's happening here, because it's not what H-1B visas are about. And I haven't seen any companies recently putting out headlines about how they're spending $3 billion training Americans to work in the tech industry. But American companies are outsourcing to India, where they are spending $3 billion to train Indians. So let's just not have this system anymore. Can we do that? Again, it literally just goes on and on and on. Anyway, we can look at some other stuff here. I don't even know what to like say about this stuff anymore. It's just we're just sitting here watching our side fail. Not because they're trying and just can't do it. Not because the Democrats are, you know, have this really powerful message that they're getting out successfully. Think about this. This is actually really important to understand, okay? Where's the headline? Where's the headline I just had? Democrats open up the widest gap, biggest polling lead over the Republicans in 8 years. the Democrats have absolutely no one and nothing to point to. Nobody likes Chuck Schumer. Nobody likes Nancy Pelosi. Nobody even likes Hakeem Jeffries or AOC, really. They have done nothing of note. They have done nothing worthy. They've done nothing at all, really. Like, even if you're a far leftist, there's nothing that the Democrats have done to, you know, make you happy. There's nothing that they've done to substantially limit what Trump is doing. So the base Democrats have no reason to be happy. Think about the fact that at a time when the Democrats have no charismatic leaders, no bills to point to, no, you know, major event that they're standing up against, like some war Trump is starting, they get to protest. At a time when the Democrats should be at the lowest ebb they should ever be, they've ever been at, they have instead opened up a record lead over the Republicans. That's how bad the Republicans are doing. Is with the Democrats in the most ridiculous and incompetent class they've ever had, have opened up the biggest lead in nearly a decade because of how utterly unsatisfactory the Republicans are being. Is that not an eye-opener for Republicans? Is that not something you maybe want to really dig in and do some introspection over? A clear majority of voters would choose a Democrat candidate for Congress if the midterms were held today. A new poll shows, conducted between November 10th and 13th, it revealed that 55% of voters would elect a Democrat candidate compared to 41% who would opt for a Republican. The 14-point lead for the Democrats is the party's biggest lead since November 2017. In 2018, during Trump's first term, the Democrats won more than 40 seats in the House of Representatives in the midterm election. So they won more than 40 seats in 2018. And they're looking significantly better in a much stronger position ahead of the 2026 midterms. So we're not probably just going to lose the midterms. We're probably going to lose the midterms in a catastrophic way that will make it not just unlikely that anything Trump wants done ever gets done, but that they'll be able to put things through with veto-proof majorities, and they'll actually be able to run the legislature without input by Trump. Now, his power as president is to veto laws, but not if they can, you know, pull off their shenanigans in the meantime. So, okay, you know. But great. No, we're going to build chips here, so that's exciting. I mean, not us, obviously, but somebody's going to build chips here. Somebody from another country is going to build chips here. And yes, all the money that they'll be getting from Americans who buy their chips will be going back to their home country, and the people building and employed in the factory will also be from another country. But, you know, the tax revenue will go to the American government so it can be redistributed to people that don't work in America and are burdens on the system, or overseas to people who hate us. Okay, so that's the good news. The good news is that we're going to let foreign companies hire foreigners to build things here so that the government can take that money and send it to more foreigners. So America first, you guys. Great. Trump's approval is down. His rating is negative 17 points, with 39% approving and 56% disapproving. That's down from negative 12 points in September. And so there you go. You're losing about 5 points every 2 months. Yeah, that sounds about right. Sounds about right. So again, I mean, this is, I wish we could say it's a surprise. I wish we could say this doesn't make any sense, but no, it actually makes perfect sense. And we've been saying this since before Trump was even in office. Like, they're not going to do enough, fast enough. And at this point, they're doing the worst of both, where they are simultaneously not doing enough to get us into any, you know, meaningful new situation, while doing just enough to piss off and activate and invigorate the left. Really the worst of both worlds here. Let's go to clip number 15 here. Again, Charlotte, North Carolina is where they launched the latest series of ICE raids. And yeah, it turns out like the entire city is immigrants, and especially the children. So here's one teacher from North Carolina, clip 15, talking about how three-fourths of his class did not show up because they were afraid of being deported. Let's watch.
Class typically has 16 students in it. We had four.
District-wide, there are 145,030 students enrolled in Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools. On Monday, 30,399 were absent, 28,136 unexcused. While CMS doesn't break down the numbers by ethnic origin, Gillespie, a multilingual teacher, did.
Children of parents from Angola, from Vietnam, but the students whose parents come from Latin American countries were the students we were missing. So that was kind of the line, even among the ML students, is that we were missing Hispanic students.
Yeah, because they're illegal. This should be a safe space. Charlotte teacher reacts to student absence amid Border Patrol operations. So as Matt Van Swole puts it on X, your property taxes are funding free education for illegal immigrants while your kids' classroom size explodes and your kids' teachers spend 50% of their day using translator apps to talk to students who can't speak English. I know because they told me this. This is traffic congestion in Charlotte before and after. It goes from all red to all green. So there are some benefits happening. That's only because the rats are in hiding. It's only because the illegal immigrants are like literally refusing to come out of their homes. They haven't actually been deported. Traffic hasn't actually cleared up. But it's like kind of a good symbol. It's like literally our infrastructure is not made to support the number of people that are here now. And our systems are collapsing and failing. Our school systems are failing. Our hospital systems are going bankrupt. And our infrastructure is crumbling. And we're paying trillions of dollars for people that have never paid into this system to use all of these things, usually for free. Because they're not paying taxes, because they're not citizens. Gee, what could we do about this? I wonder. You know what I'm saying? How like frustrating it is to just be like, the problem is illegal immigrants. We should deport them significantly more and more quickly than we are now. It ain't complicated. It's not hard. They're just not trying. They're literally not trying. Let's go to clip number 18. This again in North Carolina. Here's a man lamenting the lack of forward movement that's happening on construction sites in North Carolina because everybody employed was illegal. Let's watch.
Do you guys hear that? Yeah, me neither. This job right here, there's about three people working currently. It's just sad, man. It's really sad. Not one single person in sight. It's crazy, man. A lot of people don't realize how this affects the economy so much.
Oh, we realize.
I mean, who's gonna finish building this building if everyone that is capable of doing it
is capable of doing it?
Taken.
Who's gonna build the building?
On the bright side, for those that are okay with it, come work. There's a lot of positions that need to be filled and long hours and no AC, no heat. We'll be waiting.
Okay, well why aren't you gone? Oh, because you're a legal immigrant or you're an American. Great. So that's the delineation that we're actually concerned about here. Who is going to build the poorly constructed, cookie-cutter, the exact same apartment they've built 15 of within 5 miles of my house in the last year? I don't know. Maybe no one. Maybe we don't need that building. Maybe everybody in that building was going to not be an American anyway. And once you get rid of the non-Americans that are building the building, you don't have any non-Americans to live in the building. So you can just have a nice field of grass instead. How about we don't need it? How about if you don't have the overwhelming numbers of immigrants to this country buying up the cheaply made, tiny, just poorly constructed and frankly ugly, studio apartment buildings so you can live like a bug. Like, we just don't need those anymore. How about we stop building those? No joke, I can think of 10 that have been built within 5 miles of my house. They all look exactly the same. They're all these just incredibly ugly and inconvenient apartment block complexes. And on top of the innumerable, gigantic, like clear-cutting former, you know, cornfield neighborhoods, suburbs being built up everywhere. Again, I just want to remind you, the American birth rate is below replacement, and yet we're building housing at such a rate that we're sucking the wells dry in Texas. Why? Why do we need to build so endlessly? Why do we need to create all of these things for people that aren't us and pay people that aren't us to build the things here so their companies that aren't us can employ people that aren't us to live in the buildings that we don't want and don't need? What is this? Yeah, it's extremely troubling that every single construction worker in North Carolina is illegal. That's the problem. Not that they have to go away now. Problem is that they were there in the first place. So again, it's most people like a doctor feels if they have a patient who comes in every week and just refuses to stop eating a double cheeseburger from McDonald's 2 times a day. You're just like, oh, you're back, are you? Oh, your heart now, huh? It's your heart now? Well, guess what I'm going to say. Stop eating cheeseburgers. See you next week when you ignore me again. Like, this must be what it feels like. Where it's just like we have the answer. We have the solution to the problem. And every week we'll come in with more issues, more symptoms, more negative consequences. And we'll just keep pointing back to exactly the same solution that has always been there, always been available, and never been actuated: mass deportations as a military function. Operation Wetback in the 50s kicked more Mexicans out of this country than the current operation. In the 50s. So don't tell me we can't do it. They don't want to do it because they're controlled by the lobbyists that benefit from these extremely low wages they get to pay. We're going to be joined by Elijah Schaefer in the next hour. I do want to remind you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. You get a free flag with every order. That offer ends very soon. Go now, thealexjonesstore.com. $10 off your order, plus a free flag. You can't beat that, thealexjonesstore.com. I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason, because it is the final batch.
Final batch.
Of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act. And not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, buy now, and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Turmeric Supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com. From shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements, InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWar.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Thank you.